appreciate it before you die.
My goodness sakes, what a statement to make. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry here in Campo, California, with a thought for today for you to think about. Appreciate it before you die. You're going to die someday, and it could be in 10 years, at 30 years, it could be 50 years, 100 years. The time is expanding more and more and more until, who knows, the day may come when we never choose to die. And how lovely that would be. How lovely that would be. But for now, appreciate it before you die. If every moment of your life you say to yourself, I live in a beautiful body. I live in a glorious body. My body is whole and perfect. I like me, I like me, I like me. If you say that every moment of your day, every moment of your life, you can be sure you will have a very wonderful life and a very wonderful world in which to live, because you are putting the cause in motion for what you choose to experience. If you don't appreciate it before you die, well, who knows what's going to happen. You may live another 100 years, and in that 100 years, never realize that you live in an ideal spirit, mind, and body. You never realize that you are wonderful, and everybody loves you, and you love yourself, and you live in a world filled with joy and peace and harmony and balance and oneness and abundance. Yes, you live in a world filled with all that is good and very good. Now, appreciate it before you die. It sounds kind of strange to say something like that, but really that's the truth. If you go to a movie, we went to a movie, and the movie was called Beach. And the movie was kind of a sorry affair. It's about two young ladies who grew up together and delighted in each other and hated each other and loved each other and didn't get along well and did get along well. And we were told the movie was going to be an emotional movie, and so we were prepared for an emotional movie. But before the movie began, I said to myself, I'm going to be an analyst. I'm going to listen to this movie and find all the good that there is in this movie, all the happiness that there is in this movie, all the joy that there is in this movie. And as I listened to the movie, those scenes which for me were not my thing did not emboss themselves on my consciousness. I looked at the inner depth of the persons who were involved in the movie and how beautifully they performed. I looked at how they were trying to get attention from each other, trying to get love from each other, trying to get understanding, which didn't come from their parents, which didn't come from life, because nobody knew how to handle these two very amazing women. And I listened and I realized that they were amazing and that they were reaching out, and perhaps a little incorrectly, but they were reaching out. And in my heart and in my being, as I listened to the movie, I said, all is in divine order. They're doing beautiful things. All is in divine order. Everyone loves them. All is in divine order. They're successful. They're fantastic. And from time to time, they would be fantastic. And then they'd fall back on self-pity. And when they fell back on self-pity, it was a tough road to go. They didn't appreciate it before they died. But they began to. They began to appreciate it before they died because they realized, hey, I haven't died yet. I might as well really enjoy my life. I might as well live while I'm living. And that's just what the one lady did. She lived while she was living. She appreciated who she was before she died. Now, that's not maudlin, that's not sentimental, that's not emotional, that's just facts. If you go into life and you say all is in divine order, that's a fact. If you go into life and you say, I am the master of my life, that's a fact. If you go in life and you say, I am living the kind of life that makes me happy, that's a fact. If you're working on problems or circumstances or situations in your life that seem to puzzle you and boggle you, call the Worldwide Healing Ministry at 1-619-478-5111, 1-619-478-5111, and all of the practitioners at the Worldwide Healing Ministry will say to you as you are greeted on the phone, may we help you? We are here for you. Tell us what your dream is for yourself, and we will, with you, place that dream in consciousness, in reality, and you may experience it now, for it is done for you already. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry, and we are here for you. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.